How does that feel?
Feels pretty good. You know, all the hard work that we've put in this room, and it goes to the guys in front of me. My hat's off to them. They've been blocking shots all season long and really staying focused to our details and making my life a lot easier back there. And I know it's rare, but I couldn't do it without these guys, and you know, I owe them. You know, they're a strong team. We always match up well with them. And it's always a hard-fought game, grinding right to the end. I'm just really excited to see our fans and the whiteout and see the real atmosphere in Winnipeg. Oh, absolutely. He's a great goalie, and you know, it's going to be a great series, and it's going to be hard-fought, but I'm going to put our friendship aside for it.
Your confidence is something that carried you to the season you had this year, but starting the year, did you envision that something like this would be possible, just what the team has done, but also what you've done on a personal level?
Oh, absolutely. No matter when I'm playing, I feel like I know my capabilities and I know what I want to bring and I know what I can bring. So when things start to falter, you know, I just look a little deeper. I'm very confident in myself, and then when the guys are playing as good as they are in front of me, it's a good piece.
Yes,
because well, we're tied, right, with Tom Bresso? I think there's one more.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's the specific reason?
And I want to stay in a rhythm. In the playoffs, you know, we have 4 days in between, or 3 days, and then the fourth day is a game, so I want to stay in a good rhythm.
Connor, a little bit busier first period, first 10 minutes especially, than you anticipated, and they had 10 shots and a couple breakaways on you.
You know, we don't give up too many breakaways, but I like that. It's fun. You know, I'm enjoying myself back there. And I think the crowd loves a nice glove save, so this one was for the crowd tonight.
The one on the glove save, I think, was on Frolik. The one on Johnny Gaudreau, what'd you see on that play? It almost was a 2-on-0 if not for the broken stick.
Yeah, you know, I saw he was barreling down, and that's where the guys here, they didn't just give up on it. They forced it and pressured him and made him shoot, and then I could get a good read on it. And I think that was for both of them, forcing them to shoot a little bit earlier than they probably wanted.